Verse number 2 of Surah Al-Hujarat, we spoke about those who raise their voices in front of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, while he's speaking or whether he was silent. We said that when actions like these are performed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes all of their good deeds and all of the blessings removed and becomes void. In this verse, verse number 3 of Surah Al-Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how we should speak in front of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, how we should speak in front of our ulama and our scholars, and even how we should be respectful and have manners in front of our parents. One of the best qualities that an individual can have, that a person can have, is proper manners and proper etiquette. By saying such words as please and thank you can go a long way in portraying the image of an individual. And this, Islam teaches us akhlaq, manners, and respect. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Najul Balagha says, "The one who observes manners is like the one who wears distinguished and beautiful clothing." The verse then concludes, "Lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun azim." For them is forgiveness and a great reward. Meaning, when you practice these manners, such as lowering your voice and having respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins and will give us a great reward, whether in this life or in the hereafter. Verse number 3, a continuation of verse number 2 of Surah Al-Hujarat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the way we should speak to those in authority. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be among those who have respect, manners, adab, and etiquette for our elders, for our leaders, and for our parents. Verse number 3 of Surah Al-Hujarat. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.